Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Whether you want to grow your business or connect with like-minded professionals, the South Haven Chamber offers over 80 events throughout the year. Are you a morning person? Our Coffee with a Member is a great way to start your morning once a month. Network with local businesses, and enjoy coffee with friends, all before 9 a.m. The South Haven Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to helping your business thrive by providing resources, building connections, and fostering community support. Join us today. Visit southhavenchamber.com to learn more. The South Haven Chamber, where relationships create commerce.
And now here's your host, Robbie Yates.
Hi, thank you. Again, for tuning in, and thank you, and welcome back to South Haven Business Beats. Today, we have an exceptional guest with us. We're going to talk about all things in and out of real estate. So, appreciate everything you've done with the chamber. So, Tia, you're with Keller Williams, and just we're looking forward to diving in, learning more about you and the background, and how you can shed some light on the current market. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, real estate, I feel like a lot of people want to get into it, but then they don't realize the full scale and scope of what they have to do. did you encounter that when you first started out?
I did. I actually started out as what we call like a dual career agent because most people get into real estate as a side hustle or coming out of retirement. Mm-hmm. In my mindset, most people, when I interview people as broker coming into the industry, I would ask, what inspired you to get into real estate? Mm. And most people would say, I want to help people and I like looking at houses. Well, for me, yeah. I was a cosmetologist. I got carpal tunnel. Okay. So I came off an injury. And my thought process was, what is something that I can do until I'm really old? Everybody that I knew that was in real estate was old and wealthy. So here we are. I do like to help people, and the houses are beautiful, but I wanted to be wealthy and old. So there we have it.
Yeah, I respect that. I mean, you're honest. Some people want to say they want to do it for the freedom and flexibility. But hey, I mean, yeah, I saw something where 90% of millionaires are into real estate. So yeah, you're going the right path for sure.
Okay. I would agree. It is a catalyst of wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long have you been in the industry and from when you first started to where you are now?
So I've been in the industry for 12 years. Wow. I was a dual career agent for 7 years and I've been full-time exclusively in real estate for 5.
Yeah. So if somebody's wondering, like, what's a dual career agent? What does that
Someone entail? Who has another profession or other business and also does real estate as well. Yeah. So kind of like a part-time realtor.
Sure.
I guess you would describe it as.
Yeah. And then now you set up. So what's the difference between, so are you a buyer's agent or seller, or do you handle both, or does that make
a
difference?
Well, I do both, but most of my business is on the listing side. I started out as a buyer's agent because it was pretty easy to ask people to buy houses. Yeah. Conversion on the listing side was a little bit different. And as I matured in the industry, I became a listing agent as well. But I do both.
Yeah, absolutely. So how does that work for, I imagine being in the industry that you have to have, imagine several partners or people you can reach out to for referral sources. How does that kind of work for what you do to help grow your business?
Well, you know what? The Chamber has played a really big part in me building my team. I don't know if you noticed, but while we were waiting to start our session, I was outside looking at the business cards trying to see who's new I could pick up to add to my vendor list. Yeah. We do have a big team of people. You need contractors, vendors, title attorneys, always looking to, and if anybody's ever worked with a contractor, sometimes you get a couple good jobs out of them and then they just kind of go, you know, so I'm always looking for a few good men, so to speak. So
yeah, absolutely.
The Chamber has been a intricate part in me building my team and always keeping that list fresh and new.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because I think a lot of people aren't sure how the chamber can benefit their business, but it sounds like you're using it for joint partnerships possibly.
Yes, the network is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So then for that, what was that transition to get out? Okay, you know what? Hey, I've done the dual for a little bit. I'm ready to just dive in full time just to go ahead and take this to the next level.
Well, for me, it was one of two things. I sat down to prep my taxes 1 year and I was just like, okay, real estate is nice and you do a deal every now and again here or there, but it was really expensive to pay for my real estate license. And I was like, hey, you know, you're investing all of this money in this career, and we're not going to use one career to pay for the other. So it's time you start taking it more seriously. Yeah. And a good stat, most realtors don't make it to their second year. We actually have close to 90%. The actual number is 87% fallout. So most agents don't make it to their second year. Wow. Most people that I started my class with are not in real estate now.
Really?
I don't think any of them are, as a matter of fact. So,
yeah. Why is that? Why is it so? Is it the grind? Is it tough? Or is it just maybe they're not part of a chamber? Maybe they're not growing their business? So what do you think that might be?
Well, in the age of reality TV, everybody thinks we go to open houses and sip champagne and boom, there's a closing. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of work, preliminary work that goes into actually acquiring a client.
Yep.
And if you come from the workforce, you're used to getting paid fairly quickly. And I always tell my newer agents coming in, even if you do everything perfectly, you're about 90 days out from your first paycheck. So that's one of the reasons why people kind of conk out in real estate.
Oh, yeah. They think it's going to be like a fast return.
Yes.
Hey, week two, I got something. House is closed. So how's that process work? Let's say if you and I were working together and you help me to find a house, I imagine it could be difficult to find that home, because I imagine, like, does somebody come to you and say, hey, I have five homes I want to look at? Or do you start with a price range, or how does that work out?
Well, we start out with a consultation, and I like to, like I tell my agents that I train all the time, if you went into the doctor's office and they told you all about how they're double board certified and how awesome they were and told you about everything that they thought that you needed, would you be impressed with that doctor?
That's a good point.
So we start out with the consultation, we diagnose the issue, and then we provide an antidote, so to speak, at the end of the consultation. So my buyers are pretty much under contract in about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Because I listen very closely. There's a very thorough consultation that has to happen. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, we kind of get them home faster.
Oh, wow. That's neat. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That way, I like it's about them and not about, hey, look at me. Look what I've done. Look at my accolades. Mm-hmm. Check this out.
A lot of agents, I talk to lots of agents, and they want to shove the marketing plan down their clients' throat. I'm like, you don't even know what they need. Figure out what they need and then help them understand how you can help solve the problem for them.
Yeah, I like that, because everybody's different. Everybody's sit with somebody wants a backyard, somebody don't.
Yes.
Or that somebody wants a hanging open floor plan. You just never know.
And everything is relative. A person may come from New York and say, I want a big backyard. Well, what does a big backyard look like for you? Because if you're from New York, you know, a doggy pad for your dog to run a little lap in versus if you're from Como, Mississippi, and you're used to 10 acres. So it's relative. So that's why the consultation is so important, because it means something different for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you mentioned about like reality TV, I've seen some of those shows where somebody says, well, I want to have a $250,000 budget, and the person shows them a $400,000 house. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, why are you trying to stretch them outside of your comfort zone? Have you ever encountered people that say, hey, I want here, but don't push it to the next level? Or how does that work out?
Yeah. And again, the consultation is very important.
Yep.
We do a very thorough consultation, for one, that my buyers understand what it takes to buy in a certain market. So we do look at the data. If you're looking in Mississippi, our average price point is $303,000. Mm-hmm. And that's average. That's not with all the bells and whistles. That's getting into your home.
Wow.
So really help making sure that they understand what it takes to get into their respective neighborhoods and what that budget is going to look like for them.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that you're using some data and marketing research as well to go into it. It's not just sitting down and hearing it out and like, well, let me check. Let me see what's on Zillow. Let me see what's on Redfin. You're actually using some, you know, marketing research behind it to help them out. That's beautiful. So you mentioned Mississippi. Are you licensed in Mississippi, or do you Mississippi, Tennessee, or how does that work as well?
I am dually licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
So I always jokingly say I'm a Memphis girl stomping around Mississippi.
Yeah.
So a lot of my business comes from the Southeast area, and a lot of it was spilling over into the state line. So that's how I got so close to Mississippi, because a lot of my clients, when they can't find inventory, they typically shop in South Haven or Olive Branch.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the fastest growing cities in the United States.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So is it, well, I guess it goes back to the consultation, having to figure out, because a lot of people, do you see that they're wanting to be in certain areas for school districts, or they want to be just in a more spacious area? Like, what are you seeing the what's trend right now in the marketplace?
So I'm going to say the double L's, Lewisburg School Systems and the land. So you can typically get bigger lots in Mississippi. So that's something that's been very attractive for my buyers and sellers that are looking to relocate. Mm-hmm. Lewisburg and land.
Okay. Yeah. Respect that. So we're going to pause for a quick break from our sponsors. And then we come back, we're going to dive in, really find out three tips that people can benefit to set themselves up for success and to acquire that first property. Maybe it is your first house. We'll be right back.
Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Robbie Yates.
Hey, welcome back. One more before we left for the break, we talked about some tips people could use, really three things that really benefit, especially if they want to buy that first home. What are some things people can do to set themselves up? Maybe they're renting, you know, for 10, 15 years or maybe 2 years. I'm like, man, I want to get a house. I'm tired of the rent going up. I want to get my own place. What are some things they could do to set themselves up for success to acquire that first property?
So the first thing I would say is know your budget. Know exactly what you want to pay for your mortgage. And I would go so far as to say add on 10% per month for maintenance. A lot of times when you're transitioning from a tenant to homeowner, we don't get to call our landlord. So home warranties have really helped my clients with that transition, as well as setting a budget for major repairs. Mm-hmm. The second thing I would say is to find an agent who knows the market and can explain to you what it takes to win in that respective market. And then third, have realistic expectations. Home ownership is a progression, and you can buy your first home. It's not going to be the Taj Mahal, you know, the first house you buy. But that you can use that and leverage that property to get the big mansion in the future.
Yeah. You mentioned about winning in the market. What does that look like?
Well, winning, again, is subjective. I always come from a win-win approach in negotiations. It's not about beating the other party down. I think of it as a delicate dance, like the waltz. Everybody gets what they want and walk out happy on the other side.
Yeah, I like that, because it's nice you're benefiting both parties, because you don't want to. Because I believe in karma, so something's going to happen one way. If you rub somebody the wrong way, then it may not benefit them down the long road.
And yeah, can make negotiations tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right to mention that about how I put a little bit extra, because if you're a first time, you're not thinking about, okay, I got to do the lawn care, the maintenance, and then get, you know, certain equipment for the house you may never even think of before.
Yeah. Is this true?
Absolutely. So then for they're looking out, and then so you work more with first-time home buyers, or do you just really really kind of help really anybody out that's trying to either make that next move or transition in life?
So I started out as a first-time home buyer, and the lifespan, first-time home buyer specialist, and the lifespan of an actual client is like 12 transactions. So now that I've been in the business, now my buyers are now sellers, and they're move-up buyers looking for that second home. Mm-hmm. So that's where the space I'm in now is sellers looking to upgrade. And some tips that I would give for sellers is the market that you sell in is the market that you buy in. So it's kind of tough time in the market. If you want to wait on a 10% increase in your home values, then 9 times out of 10, if you have to buy a house, then you're going to pay that additional 10%. So just make sure that you're timing the market and you have an agent that's advocating and really keeping up with those numbers for you.
Yeah, no, I like that about buying the market you're selling in. So how does that look too for homes? Are they going pretty fast now? Because I know, I feel like not too long ago, and again, I'm not a realtor, so I don't know. I feel like for a little while, it was just, they were flying off the shelf, essentially. Is it still that same way, or is it slowed down, and how's it looking out in the market now?
Well, it has slowed down because we've seen some increase in the interest rates. You know, back when we had 3% and 4%, there were more buyers because affordability was high, but that also drove the price up. In some areas, about 13%. Wow. Normal appreciation is about 5% year over year. So when you see 13% year over year, affordability starts to creep away, which in my opinion is the reason for, one of the motivations for increasing the interest rate to kind of slow down that buyer demand. So we are seeing listings back to normal now. I'm not going to say it's slowing down. It's not like drinking out of a fire hydrant like we saw in 2020 and through 2022, but it is back to normal. We're seeing normal rates, normal days on market. It's about 60 days. So back to normal land now.
So what if somebody, you mentioned earlier about trying to sell their home and then buy to the next, have you seen people kind of stuck in a, the middle of no man's land, like to sell the house fast, but they haven't found that next property yet? How does that work out?
Well, if you've bought, you know, what I'm seeing now is a lot of people bought from 2020 to 2023, so the interest rates are really attractive. So what you're seeing now is sellers that are selling now really are serious sellers, and they have to move. So that's really driving the motivation. I have a job offer across the country, and, you know, I need to move. I don't want to get rid of my 3% interest rate, but now I can leverage that equity that I've built over the past 3 years with my 13% appreciation and leverage that to buy down to a more attractive rate in my new city. So sellers that are moving now, they really have to move and they have high motivation. So
yeah,
time to go.
You definitely been in the industry for a while. I love the vast knowledge you have on both sides of the, of the fence. I definitely respect that.
Thank you.
So how does, so if somebody was to, so something like for the, if they were to sit down with you for the first time, they sit down, if you can kind of walk me through if my first time working with you, you sit down, would you a consultation and kind of unfold before I'm actually be able to purchase a house? How does that work out? If I was to do business with you, I'm just trying to like paint a picture for, you know,
so for me, I like to come from a consultative approach. Lots and lots of questions. I jokingly say I never tell my clients what to do. We ask questions to lead you to discover what it is that you want to do direct you to the best possible outcome. And I provide solutions for that. So what it would look like is asking qualifying questions, going back to the drawing board and doing research and providing that research to you to let you know how we can get you to your goal.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, you're not saying, hey, here's a box, jump in it. It's really help paint that picture.
Yeah, or do you really want to jump in this box? Here's how high the box is. Are you familiar with the length of the box? Is the box too wide for you? If there were a shorter box, you know, questions.
Absolutely. I like that. So then for if somebody was to sell their house, you're talking about working with people selling their house and trying to either transition to another place. Is it better for people to stage their house? Or I mean, I know I've heard of people sometimes, I got to redo my bathroom. I got to redo certain parts of the house. Is that even worth it? Or is it just put on the market and let it go?
Well, it depends. We look at several common factors. One, we want to look at our competition. Are bathrooms in this area updated? Is there a 3-2? Do you have a 3-1? How is your property stacking up against the competition already on the market? So we want to make it as comparable and attractive as possible. So it depends on what's going on in a respective area.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. And then for, so if first time home buyers, I need to do my research, kind of sit down, budgeting aspect, 10%. And then if I'm selling in my place, it really depends on the market. Because, so is it, does it really increase the property value that much? Is it worth it to redo the a primary bathroom to get the sell, or is it just based off of what's going on in the market trend?
Well, that depends, one, on how long you've been in the property and how long it's been since you've updated. If it's been 20 years, then that might be worth the investment. I think a fresh coat of paint and staging has worked wonders for my client. I had a client, he had very eclectic paint choices, and I opted, suggested that he neutralize his paint. He didn't want to at first. We invested $4,000 in getting the whole house painted, and he netted an additional $19,000. So it was worth the investment to paint. So it depends on if you have the capital, how long you've been in the property, and how long it's been since that property has been updated. We normally want to put ourselves on a 10-year update cycle, typically. So if it's been 20 to 25 years with no updates, it's time.
Well, that's a big jump, 14 to 19,000. That's awesome. So what about far is...
He was very happy.
I bet he
was. I'm like, see, I told you.
I'd be happy too. so far is what about somebody if they're looking to acquire that first home and they're hearing, I got to have 20% down. I know there's different loans out there. Do they have to have that 20? Is that 20%? Is that the benchmark or is it? How can they go about that?
Absolutely not. You can get a home into your home as low as 3.5% down. Mm. We do have 3% products. And then in certain areas, you can get USDA has a down payment, not down payment assistance. It's 100% loan. Mm-hmm. If you are a veteran, you can use your benefits to get 100% financing on your loan as well. So there, you know, that's a myth. 20% down is a thing of the past. You know, you can if you want to and if you have that capital to put down on your house, but it's no longer necessary.
Oh, well, okay. And then so I imagine you work with different mortgage lenders and be able to help out to put them in the right, right direction.
So we do that pre-qualification conversation. I am listening for personality type matches as well as what you may qualify for in different products that you can, while I'm consulting with you, I'm pairing you with a lender who matches in both personality type and product.
Yeah.
Because compatibility on both sides is important.
Absolutely. I respect that because that tells me you're really spending, you're investing in your client because you're actually getting to know them on more, and not just a surface level, but it's a deep level. Because then, like you said, you're going to pair them with somebody. That's a huge decision. I mean, it's one of the biggest decisions in life. But I love that you're putting the pairing them with on the personality side. I like that.
Yes. Some first-time buyers need a little bit more hand-holding, so I'm not going to pair that buyer with an aggressive lender because they might get a little squeamish and get turned off.
Absolutely. So what is the biggest reward you've seen since you've been doing since you've been in real estate? What's the biggest thing you've seen, the biggest gratification you've seen? I know it's got to be rewarding first time home buyer and having that, but what's the, if you could look back at everything you've done in your career, what's the biggest thing that's been most rewarding for you?
I think helping people in situations where they didn't think they could work it out, like having a seller come in and say, you think you can sell my house and it's sold in 2 weeks? I'm like, girl, I do this, okay? For sale by owners, unrepresented sellers, you know, usually they get about 15 to 20% less for their properties when they're selling it on their own. So to be able to come in and forge a relationship with an unrepresented seller and then they sell for over anything they thought that they could by partnering with a professional.
That's amazing.
So those things, just helping people achieve more.
Yeah, I love that. So anybody's thinking about selling it by themselves, you just heard maybe 15 to 20% more by going with an agent. That's amazing. So what's the best way anybody can get in touch with you? I know we'll have your information also in the comments, but what's the best way we can, anybody listening to this right now, they can get in touch with you if they want to have you as their agent?
Well, you can call and text me. Again, my name is Tia Jennings with Keller Williams Realty. You can call and text me at 901-859-8183. I am also Sold by Tia on all social media outlets. So I look forward to hearing from anyone who may need my help.
Excellent. Hey, Tia, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being on
the show. Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
Yeah, absolute pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.